Welcome to the Busy Gamer Podcast for the week of August 1st, 2010, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
This week's releases.
The big launch this week is the Xbox 360 4GB console, which has 4GB of internal storage and Wi-Fi for $200. Remember, as we found out last week, this new slim model won't accept your old Xbox 360 hard drive. It just doesn't fit. So, if you're replacing a 360 that has an old-style hard drive, you'll need to get the $300 Slim with a 250GB hard drive and a transfer cable.
New games this week include
Seven Wonders 2 and Treasures of Montezuma for Nintendo DS,
and Disney Sing It Family Hits for PS3 and Wii.
This is the latest game release information we have. As usual, a more thorough summary will be posted Monday morning.
Last week's releases.
StarCraft II Wings of Liberty for Mac and PC,
Blaze Blue Continuum Shift and Clash of the Titans for PS3 and Xbox 360.
Ark Rise Fantasia for Wii.
Harvest Moon Grand Bazaar for Nintendo DS.
And for iPhone and iPad, there's Earth Defender, Let's Golf 2, Office Heroes, Plunderland, the official adaptation of the board game Risk, and Sega Classics Echo the Dolphin and Space Harrier 2.
For a more complete listing of recent releases, please check our July 26th roundup on the site.
Giveaways.
Each week, we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, though you actually have nearly a week to enter.
This week, we have some goodies from the Not a Comic-Con event sponsored by Dark Horse Comics and our local comic shop, Comics Dungeon in Seattle.
And I threw in some bonus comics that I'm done with.
We have the full list on the site, but you can play for 3 prize packs. A Hellboy book and figurine with some bonus comics, a batch of Joss Whedon-verse stories including the Serenity Float Out Wash One-Shot, and the full Angel Blood and Trenches series. And the official Not at Comic-Con and Scott Pilgrim posters.
You could possibly win 2 or even all 3 prize packs, or just improve your odds for the one you really want most. Get up to 4 entries by posting a comment, reviewing one or both of our podcasts on iTunes, and tweeting about the giveaway. Find the details on our site and be sure to enter by 5 p.m. Pacific on Wednesday, August 4th.
Last week's winner.
Jonathan took Onichanbara Bikini Zombie Slayers for Wii.
If you have a PlayStation 3 or PSP, Sony released new firmware this week. The PS3 update only serves to upsell you more games and videos while you browse the PlayStation Store. There are reports of scattered problems with this update, but it is required to get you to the PlayStation Store. The PSP patch is completely vague, something about improving stability during the use of some PSP format software titles. As best we can tell, this means your PSP may crash less with certain undisclosed buggy games.
We were a little dismayed to hear that PopCap has removed the moonwalking zombie in Plants vs. Zombies. Due to objections from the Michael Jackson estate, replacing him with one that looks like an undead disco stew. This was Pikachu fan's favorite zombie. He could go on and on.
The Michael Jackson zombie's like, everybody brains now, do, 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 do. They've taken the Michael Jackson zombie out of the game. I'm really not liking that.
Say what you will about Michael Jackson, but he was a fan of video games. The PopCap tribute was fun and respectful, and his family can't be hurting that much. We won't be updating our iPhone or PC versions of the game. We're still on the fence about whether to get the HD iPad edition.
Comment of the week.
Shane responded to a rant I posted 4 years ago about problems I had with Xbox 360 licensing for downloadable content, and how I expected this issue to get worse as more people replaced their consoles and could no longer access DLC when they were not connected to Xbox Live.
I have a similar problem. I used to have online, and I used to buy content for my games like See the Future and Not Whole Island for Fable 2, but just recently I had to move due to money problems and I cannot afford the internet. But the problem here is that I went to play my Fable 2 again, only to find my save file corrupted due to the fact that the DLC is unplayable, and my Xbox treats it like it never existed, and thinks my save file has dodgy data on it when it doesn't. But if I check my memory, the DLC is still there. It also happened to me with Lost and Damned for GTA 4. It's not a console ownership issue, and I seriously don't get the problem. Now, because my data is corrupted, I will not get the bonuses when I play Fable 3.
Well, there is a license transfer tool that you can run once a year, but it does require an internet connection for your console. I contacted Xbox support, and they said the phone support folks at 1-800-4-MY-XBOX are trained to solve this problem, though they wouldn't explain how it works, at least not on Twitter. Here's hoping Shane gets help recovering those licenses for offline use.
Hey, spoiler warning, we're gonna pick, pick, pick.
It shouldn't be a big surprise that I love Blur, the racing game from the folks who made Project Gotham Racing. I mean, it has purple power-ups that let me blast my enemies right off the road. But back when the beta came out, I was pleasantly surprised at how much fun I was having.
Previously on Blur.
So we are in the Blur beta, and I have been spending quite a bit of time playing it, which is funny because I had no idea what it was when Game Watcher said I should go out and get a code for it, and now I'm the one who's spending most of the time in the beta. It adds sort of a Mario Kart element for grown-ups, and I do say grown-ups because it's not little turtle shells that hit you, it's big bad bombs and mines and all sorts of fun things, and when you wipe out, it's pretty spectacular. Now that the full game is out, I've been focusing mostly on the single-player game and the challenges that I exchanged with Game Watcher and other online rivals. Though I do still jump online for races with real opponents, you do have to watch out for the occasional immature or foul-mouthed player. So I only do this at night after our 7-year-old Pikachu fan has gone to bed. Most people are well-behaved, and I've even had some apologize for running me off the road, even though that's pretty much the object of the game, at least as far as I'm concerned. There's another reason to favor offline play, at least when you're starting out. Even though the career mode leveling and car unlocks do not carry over to your online multiplayer game, you should spend some time getting to know each track and figuring out which vehicles handle best for you and work well with specific courses. Here's a hint. Off-road vehicles are best for races that have long stretches of dirt roads. And avoid drifty cars if you spin out a lot. Look for a balance between speed and handling. The best part of Blur is that even though there are a limited number of tracks to master, each race is unique thanks to the wide range of power-ups and vehicle choices. Repeating races is also a good way to level up. Just be sure to select Continue if you fail a race, not Retry if you want to collect any fans you've earned. Even with a few minor frustrations, this is a great game with solid replay value. I highly recommend it, even if you don't usually like racing games.
What we're playing.
I've been tackling Crackdown, and it's continuing to be pretty much solitaire. I like it. I play it. I'm not sure why. It's kind of mindless and fun, and now it's starting to ramp up a little bit, and so we'll see if I'm still playing Crackdown next week. I've also been playing Plants vs. Zombies, and this preceded the Michael Jackson brouhaha. I just hear so much about it from Pikachu fan around the house that I thought I'd pick it up again and see what was going on. And Game Watcher showed me something that I did not notice when I beat the game the first time.
The ending video?
Indeed.
Well, I went back to Blur this week so I'd be ready when I edited Girl Got Game's review of the game, and I'm still really enjoying it, even if I keep repeating the same 3 or 4 races. I'm also chipping away at Puzzle Quest 2, which has gotten quite easy since I have a winning strategy for my assassin character, Amarante. She kicks major booty with her mana shield and spells that convert yellow and green gems to purple, both inflicting damage and boosting the shield to keep all but big attacks from hurting her. I wonder if there'll be a game changer, as there was in the original Puzzle Quest, that will make me have to completely alter how I play the game midway through. Also, I went on a small iPad spending spree, picking up
Resident Evil
4 and Zenbound 2. Now, Resident Evil 4 for GameCube is one of the best games I've ever played on any system, but on the iPad, it's a sad little shadow of the original. You skip over large chunks of story and exploration, the graphics lack a lot of detail, and the controls are clunky with an on-screen control stick and buttons to change whether you're walking, shooting, or using your knife. It does have a few jolty moments, mostly because you can't turn on a dime, and the zombified townsfolk respawn endlessly, often right behind you. Zenbound 2 is a bit more relaxing. It's basically a bondage simulator that has you wrapping a rope around increasingly bizarre-shaped wooden sculptures while listening to new-agey music. It's fun, but the difficulty ramps up fast, and while it's not hard to get enough coverage to finish a level, aiming for the 3-star completion goal adds a level of stress that, well, seems counter to the game's implied mission to bind your life with peace and zen. And, as Girl Got Game said, I finally finished Plants vs. Zombies, playing the iPhone version on the iPad. With the exception of one really tough fog level, I love this game, and the final mission was both epic and enjoyable, and paid off with a truly inspired credit sequence.
Dark and dead, you wanna bite all the petals off of my head and then eat the brains of the one who planted me here.
I know I said that when I beat it, I would buy the HD version for iPad, but $10 still seems pricey, even if there are high-def graphics and an extra minigame. Then again, if I nab it now, I might still get the version with the Michael Jackson zombie in it, and then I can back it up on my PC just in case I accidentally slip and update it to the Disco Stew version. Speaking of zombies, one of my favorite iPhone and iPad games, Tweet Defense, made me their booster tower on Friday. This is someone who, if you follow them that day on Twitter, gives you a bonus in the game, making it easier to mow down the zombie hordes. If you don't have Tweet Defense, nab it. As we said several months ago, it's an instant classic that even people who aren't fond of tower defense games, but love defeating zombies, can really enjoy. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torturer match in your inventory.
DLC highlights.
New WiiWare games include Dive, The Meaties Island Secret, and Heavy Fire Special Operations. There's finally a new virtual console game, Arrow the Acrobat, for Super NES.
For DSi, you can get Absolute Brickbuster, Crystal Monsters, Base Pilot, Pets Hamsters Family, and Puffins, Let's Race.
The PlayStation Store released the Pain Pinball Abusement Park expansion, the Zen Pinball Mars Table, a Blast Factor bundle, and demos for Flower and Section 8. And PlayStation Plus subscribers can download and essentially rent Critter Crunch, Cahoots, and Siphon Filter.
Both PS3 and Xbox 360 gamers can download the Madden NFL 11 demo and buy the Transformers War for Cybertron map and character pack, Last Planet 2 Rush Arena mode, and Super Street Fighter 4 Super Complete Alternate Costume Pack.
Xbox 360 Marketplace also has Hydro Thunder Hurricane and the Alan Wake add-on episode called The Signal. But wait, before you buy The Signal for $7, make sure your game doesn't include the code to redeem it for free. If you try to redeem it early, check your email. Microsoft sent out mails with replacement codes for those who used them before the add-on was released. And Rock Band Network is celebrating Christmas in July with two Jonathan Coulton tracks, the Redacted holiday classic Chiron Beta Prime and his new track, Betty and Me. Now things are getting better, Betty and me. We're
making us a baby that's just like me, only better. As usual, more complete listings of the past week's DLC can be found at busygamernews.com.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game. That's GRRL Got Game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site or has a very limited shelf life. We also have a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, just send Game Watcher an at reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
If you use Stitcher Radio, search for Busy Gamer and favorite us there. And if you enjoy the podcast, please like us there too. You can actually do this each week that you listen.
Also, we'd love it if you rate and review us on iTunes. This week, it could help you win one or more Not at Comic-Con prize packs.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio, that's MEVIO.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at busygamernews.com/whackpodcast. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now, right now.
And when the Michael Jackson zombie pops up on screen, well, four more zombies come up with him that are the backup dancers. It makes me laugh, because the screen goes like, there's the thriller going on.